This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We have our good buddy, Alan Hahn, on the line. He's half of the Alan Hahn and Bart Scott vehicle. We call it Bart and Hahn. He's also tied with Rick DiPietro for the best-looking guy at our station.
Easily.
And we welcome him on the show. Hello, Alan.
Guys, how are we doing?
We're doing great. When's the last time you got a haircut?
I'm actually due for one, and now I'm having second thoughts.
We were amazed when we heard a clip of Denzel Mims from your show, embracing every quarterback who ever threw a football in the history of football and not even mentioning Sam Darnold. Were you guys taken aback by that?
Yeah, it wasn't really supposed to be the setup question either. He raved about Deshaun Watson. I tried to ask him about Sam. He actually talked about how Joe Flacco, I had to adjust because Joe Flacco, the ball gets to you faster.
Oh, wow.
And I looked at Bart right away like, what? Like, okay. And so we brought up Deshaun to him and said, it's fantasy, but do you think about it? He's like, oh, I don't think about fantasy. I just like, this guy's a great leader and all, just raving about him. I'm like, does he know Sam's name? Sometimes it's not what they say, it's what they don't say. And he wasn't the only, obviously we talked to two wide receivers today from the Jets, and Rashad Perriman went on and on about the one season he had with Jameis Winston. And when I asked him, well, what didn't work with you and Sam? Like, what didn't work? I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I have no idea. But he did go to the length of saying, it wasn't all Adam Gase.
Wow.
Him saying it wasn't all Adam Gase, unsolicited, by the way.
Wow.
It wasn't like I said, hey, how about Adam Gase? What was the problem? Never even said Gase's name. And so, again, Bart and I just kept looking at each other like, okay, what's going on here? Because we talked to Juju Smith-Schuster the day before, and Juju, obviously he and Sam have the USC connection, and we were trying to recruit him to New York. And he's like, oh, yeah, my guy Sam, he loves Sam. So it was very strange that two guys that caught passes from Sam Darnold this season with the Jets seemed to have very little to say. None of this, Sam's my guy, or this guy works so hard. Wait, do you see him behind the scenes? They weren't raving about him, and that really caught both of us by surprise.
Yeah, because you've covered all the sports, right? That doesn't happen in sports. They will go out of their way to praise the guy that's here. We just had Aaron Donald on, and he was praising Goff, who's gone. Unless they know for a fact Sam is gone, that speaks volumes about the kind of quarterback they thought was throwing on the ball. Volumes.
I worry, Donnie, that it's actually a little further than that. That it's the receivers saying, everybody was killing the system and the coach. Wasn't that. When Flacco was out there and Bart pointed this out, it was the few times we saw them take the top off the defense and throw it down the field and stretch it out. I mean, they have guys. I mean, Perriman's a burner. Mims was the guy to get up and get it. And they were able to do that. Now, Flacco's accuracy was more of the issue, but they were throwing it down the field. Whereas with Sam, all you saw was dink and dunks. All you saw was the checkdowns and the short passing. So, it does reveal a lot. We all love Sam. I mean, I know he's a guest on your show. It's always a must listen. He's a great kid. But are we learning something that maybe we might not have wanted to know about Sam Darnold?
I mean, you don't have to get hit with a sledgehammer, but even if they don't get Deshaun Watson, Alan, I said this earlier, I don't think Sam's here. I think they're going to pick a quarterback with that second pick. I really do. I know you're a Jet fan. Do you feel that?
More and more, yeah. Towards the end of the season is when I just started to feel that way, that as much as I think, you get caught up in, he was, the draft pick you didn't think you were going to get, and I spent 2 years watching him at USC, so I kind of almost told myself, this is going to be the guy it has to be. And I kept wanting to convince myself that what I was seeing was always someone else's fault. But the reality is that maybe he's not the guy, and I started feeling that towards the end of the season. And if it is somebody you take with the number two pick, if it's, whether it's Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, whoever it's going to be, or if you trade out and maybe you also can trade. There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks moved in this offseason. We already saw one. There could be more. Do you get involved in maybe one of the names you're hearing that could be on the move and give yourself that instant upgrade? That remains to be seen. But yeah, I'm starting to feel that way though, Michael.
You know what's so worrisome to me, Alan, is that
we've heard one of the reasons we've held out hope for Sam is that we've heard all these voices outside the organization talk about how much they like him. So it hurts when you hear someone who actually is charged with receiving the ball from him not give him that same endorsement.
Yes, that's exactly what we were expecting. I'll be honest with you. I was expecting both of these guys, especially Perriman, to give me that reason. Well, we don't need a quarterback. We have our guy. Normally, that's what you would get. Yeah, we hear the rumors, but Sam's our guy. I was waiting for the cliche answer, that defiance, and that's our guy. And then when they make the trade, say, yeah, we would need to be upgraded. You never say it before the fact. You know, there is a chance, and a very good one, that Sam ends up on this team next season and they don't do anything. So to hear neither guy really go out on a limb and then gush about other quarterbacks, yeah, that's the part. Like you said, jarring is the right word. It really caught us both by surprise.
Now just catch me up. Isn't Perriman a free agent?
Yes. Yeah, he signed a one-year deal, so he'll be a free agent. He did say he's leaving the door open about the Jets, but he did admit that he is kind of he knows there'll be a quarterback carousel happening this offseason, and he wants to see, you know, where the dust settles with certain teams. And again, the way he talked about Jameis Winston, you know, he'd probably love to join up with him if that's an opportunity in New Orleans.
I guess my point, there's value to Perriman because he doesn't have anything coming. He's gone, right? He could be gone anyway.
Yeah.
But Mims is surprising because he's being honest. He feels that way. But if I'm the Jets, I'm red hot. I might have to trade this guy. So just say something positive about him. He had to know the question was coming. So even if you don't like Sam, the Jets are probably cringing because if they are going to take Fields, they're going to want to get something for Sam. And they don't want to hear a wide receiver go public on the flagship radio station downing the guy.
Well, I'll be honest with you. First of all, so we had Mims on. You know how it is during Super Bowl week. Somebody's always pushing something, right? The product or whatever they're endorsing. So for Mims, it was a trading card company. And so, you know, I asked that requisite question at the end. Okay, tell us what you're doing with I think it's Panini. And he's like, oh, I'm just signing some autographs. So it wasn't as if he was really that locked into the interview to begin with.
Or not that prepared. Yeah.
So, you know, usually you'll have that paragraph to read, and he was, signing autographs, hanging out, talking to people. Like, okay, good.
But
he's a talent. He's a talent.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before I let you go, were you watching the net game last night? And are you signing up with Stephen A. Smith that even if they don't make an addition defensively, that they should go to the finals with this team?
Of course I was watching because I love Kevin Durant. And second of all, I agree with Stephen A. I've been saying it all along. Once they got Harden, that's it. It's a wrap. You know, I don't think they don't need Andre Drummond. That's another guy clogging up the middle. You need people that can stretch. They're going to play small. Somebody's got to do the dirty work, and there's very few teams that can match up with them because even if you stop one, there's still two others. There's too much firepower. So they are the team to beat in the East, absolutely, 100%.
I'm just amazed by him. Now, one.
I think we lost Michael, so.
Oh, no.
I don't know what he was going
to say. Was he about to say one quick question?
That's right.
And then they cut his mic?
And that was it. He was
controversial was coming up.
I don't know what that something quick
question. Because you know what, Peter, I got to be honest with you, Peter. Yeah. When you won the 24/7, I was very excited for you, but I was also worried for you. Because and Bart told me, he's like, he's lucky that he's not in New York because I'd be at his apartment right now taking that belt back.
Doesn't matter because unless Bart's got an official or a referee,
that's a great
doesn't
point.
Matter. It's not going to count. All right, since I got the second and I could take the reins in the 30 seconds we have, are you worried about the Islanders?
Yes, very much so. You know why? That fourth line, which is always the energizing line, which was always that line you could count on, especially to change momentum, they're just not the same. It just feels like, you know, it's run its course, perhaps.
Yeah.
That's the part that worries me the most. Is that line used to be just so valuable, and it's not what it used to be. That's my biggest concern right now with them.
Yeah, because they've been almost as bad as the Rangers, and I think the expectations were much higher for the Islanders this year. Alan, it's always a pleasure.
Without a doubt.
We love you.
You got it, fellas.
All right, that's Alan Hahn. You can see him on MSG, but more importantly, you can hear him right here on 98.7 ESPN New York with the great Bart Scott. Peter, it might be just me and you flying.
I think you'll be back. My guess is maybe he forgot.
I'm back.
He's back. There he is. See?
I'm having a problem with this computer that gets us on the air. It keeps shorting out, and it's not good.
Well, shorting out, that's not.
Is there smoke?
Fire.
Yeah. No, there's no smoke, but it just goes off for no reason. We can't have that.
That was not what you wanted.
What was the quick question you had for Alan? We're all dying to know.
Who are the Knicks going to use as their shooter? But we can listen to him tomorrow on Bart and Hahn. When we get back, there's another incredible story to the Kansas City Barber.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Just
he's
reported
gone on a killing
by
spree.
Adam Schefter. So sit back. I'll tell you what it is when we get back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.